Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor,
mantenga... Guys, so we're on the monorail, and I just can't stop thinking about the Muppets.
Who's your favorite Muppet? Should we do a Muppet bracket, maybe?
So, what do you think of Bunsen Honeydew?
Who?
What about Bean Bunny?
Beyond Bunny?
How do you not know him? He's in the Muppet Vision 3D.
All right, I might have to leave, guys. I'm not sure I am ready to deal with this emotionally.
Oh, can I join?
Who's that?
Show me your feet.
Welcome to episode 158 of the Diz His podcast. I'm Joe.
I'm Alex.
I'm Jen.
I'm Chris.
Today we will be giving the his on, we're not giving the his today, but we are going to be doing a Muppet bracket episode. So we have like 16 Muppets and we're going to put them in a bracket. And we also have a special guest. We have our very own Muppet expert. He's half Muppet. Ryan, one of our Patreon members. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing all right. How you guys doing?
Good. No, you're right. He is a Patreon Muppet.
He is.
And I'm here to represent the real Muppet fans, the ones that know that Muppet Christmas Carol is actually a great movie and not deserving of like a 4 ranking like you guys did and just bashed it.
Hold on. First off, we didn't bash it.
That was
one of my favorite
episode.
Actors in it.
I listened to it today. You bashed that movie.
Me?
Bashed it. Yeah, all of you.
Dude,
it was kind of a boring. I mean, listen, hold on one second, okay? Let me clear my name.
Favorite everything in it.
It was okay, but it was not my favorite Christmas Carol story. Okay,
I'd like to reflect, I wasn't there.
Yes, exactly.
Are you sure?
Yeah, she wasn't there.
So, hold on, how do you know?
How do you know,
so,
Ryan?
Jen,
listen to it today.
I know the show.
So, Jen, what score would you give the Muppet Carol movie? Carol, the Christmas
Like
Carol Muppets.
Like twice what you guys did, at least an 8.
I did not give it a 4. What did I give
it?
You
did give it a 4. You did.
And did I give
and
it a 4?
And you gave it a magic point.
Well, he gives everything a magic point. That
I know, but
care.
It would have been like 3-something if he hadn't given it.
Right. So, Jen, what would you score it if you were scoring it out of 10? Just really fast.
Oh, I'd probably give it a 7 or an 8, but I'm a Muppet person, so.
Okay.
My people.
It's an age. There's an age line here with Muppets. We're going to figure that out really quick because of the personal, emotional attachment that us old people have to them, as opposed to the young ones like Chris, who don't.
Whoa. Big Muppet guy, all right?
Who's your favorite Muppet?
This crackhead behind
me. I guess we're...
The meep guy.
I guess...
The meep man.
I'm going to go hard against Kermit winning the whole thing.
Me too.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I feel like there's better Muppets. First off, Kermit, right? He's too uptight. He's always like, oh, come on. Let's go. Muppets are supposed to be crazy, right? He's always trying to get everyone
gosh.
In order. No. What?
I'm randomizing this. We already got a hard one to do.
Let's chat, though, so that it doesn't get buried in live show banter.
Oh, I'm not even
We do have the criteria is us talking about them and then Ryan raging about
today.
How.
Oh, my gosh.
I have to actually Google some of these.
I'm going to keep it under control.
You had to Google some of them? Wow, Chris.
I know Chris is going to make it.
I don't know what a Dr. Honeydew is.
Oh, I don't know
you like
Honeydew
Beaker
either.
You don't know what Dr. Honeydew
yes,
is?
Yes, you do.
Oh, I do. That's
oh,
no one
God.
Got.
Oh, my God. It's starting already.
This is...
Oh, I know Dr. Honeydew.
Beyond Bunny?
You know what? Do you know why they call him that? His head looks like a honeydew.
Who's
yes,
Beyond,
and Beaker looks like a beaker.
Hey, guys, let's keep the fun
goodness.
Facts for the show, guys.
Okay. Who's Beyond Bunny? I just Googled Beyond Bunny. And
no, Bean Bunny. Bean Bunny.
He's a newer one. He's a newer
Bean?
Bunny.
He's
oh
not
my gosh.
New. He's
he
not
a
new.
He's a 3D show.
I'm
not
going
new.
To leave out of
can,
protest.
Can we stop talking about it, please? Because we're losing great content here.
We can just
you
put this in there.
I'm not working this in.
You can do
this
it.
Such a long
you can do it.
Wanted me to rage. It's starting early.
I don't feel like editing for 5 hours. Before we start, let's explain how we're grading this all, because maybe
yeah,
people aren't understanding what we're doing. We're judging them against each other on fact of just who's better in general. It's not like a fighting scenario. It's not like who's more intelligent, who's funny. It's just who do we personally like better? this person or this person, this Muppet or this Muppet. So that's who we're going to grade against. And then like any bracket, it's going to move forward. So the first matchup we have is, it's funny, Dr. Honeydew versus Beaker.
Oh my gosh, what?
Yep, Dr. Honeydew versus Beaker.
Oh, no.
I mean, the partners are now enemies. They have to fight to the death in the lab. Who's going to win?
It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Chris?
Beaker. He's a man of very few words, and it resonates with me.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Melonhead, or what's the, Mr. Honeydew, doesn't even have eyes. But he is wearing glasses.
Yes. Yes, he has eyes, but he's wearing, you're right. He doesn't have eyes, but he's wearing glasses.
But he's smart.
I think he's sick. He's green.
He's not green.
He's a Muppet. He's a Muppet. Kermit's green. Does that mean Kermit's sick?
He's a frog. This guy's a human being.
He's a honeydew.
And actually, you do see his eyes during a sequence in The Great Muppet Caper.
Okay, what do you think, Ryan?
Oh, Beaker.
You think Beaker's going to win?
Yeah, yeah. I vote Beaker as well. Sure. That's three for Beaker. Jen, do you say anything different?
I'm going to stick with Dr. Bunsen Honeydew.
Oh my gosh, Joe?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Honeydew too. And let me explain myself. First off, Beaker doesn't even know how to speak, man. Doesn't even speak. How is he going to go ahead and fight someone else?
Are you waging war against the illiterate, Joe?
No, I'm not, right? I am not. But just hear me out for a second. First off, how are they going to go ahead and, like, how is Honeydew going to know Beaker wants to fight? Usually before, like, there's something going on, someone goes, hey, I don't like you. What's he going to say? Beep, beep, beep. Is this a meeple?
You are right, Joe. Yeah, you are right, Joe. Saying. How is he going to know? Because he doesn't have any eyes, Joe. He can't see.
He doesn't have eyes. Alex just said it.
Yeah, they're not and fighting all though. The time.
They're not fighting. But anyways, it doesn't matter because we have 3-2. So Beaker moves on.
I know. This is not about them fighting. I know. Okay.
Our next matchup is Gonzo versus Sweetums, which I don't know. Chris, do you know who Sweetums is? You said you look him up, right?
Yeah, I do. I looked him up. I know who that is. Okay. He's the guy that
interrupts the show. No question. Sweetums wins hands down.
Sweetums wins hands down. See, I like Sweetums a lot because I like the character. I like what he brings, but Gonzo is so good. Gonzo's so good.
Nope. Sorry. I disagree.
What do you think, Joe?
I think Gonzo is probably one of my favorite Muppets.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to, even though I do love Sweetums, he kind of scares me a little bit. Kind of like Dr. Seuss characters. Like when you're watching the Muppet Show, you know, right? And like the theater at, what park is that? At Hollywood Studios?
Mm-hmm.
What park? Yeah, Hollywood Studios. Yeah, Hollywood
and Sweetums,
Studios.
And Sweetums comes out.
Yes, me. I love
I'm
that
like,
part.
I need to leave. Like, he comes out, I need to go out. I need to go out.
Well, I'm fangirling. I want to jump up and take my picture with him.
Yeah. Yeah, they need a Sweetums meet and greet for sure.
Oh, 100%.
Ryan.
I was thinking that. They have the costume for him. Why not just stick him out there in front of it?
Yeah, why not?
All of us middle-aged and old people That's with fine. Our canes and walkers.
We'll do it.
Ryan, who would win, Sweetums or Gonzo for you? Who do you like better?
Gonzo.
Gonzo. Chris?
Yeah, he's classic.
Wow. Well, I because of his performance in Where the Wild Things Are, Sweetums.
So I am the tiebreaker. Oh my gosh.
We got you are the
Sweetums
guy.
Sweetums and two Gonzos.
You better pick Gonzo, Alex.
I am picking Gonzo. Hey. Gonzo has the bigger roles in the movies, in the show. He's the guy who gets shot out of a cannon, Gonzo. What's his alias? Gonzo has an alias. What's his alias?
Yeah, it's not Gonzo.
Gonzo the Great. Gonzo the Great.
Gonzo the Great.
Super Gonzo.
I think.
Gonzo is the Great. Okay, Gonzo.
Jen, sorry. Jen, you got kind of mad at me when I said you better pick Gonzo, huh? I'm sorry.
Listen, we're not strong-arming people here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll keep quiet when it's not my turn.
Next up, we have Chef versus Waldorf and Statler.
That's not fair. That's crap.
This is like someone beating someone up in their sleep. This is what this is like. Because there's no chance Chef is moving on.
This is the Swedish Chef, right?
Yes, there's only one Chef.
I'm making my decisions based completely on emotion, and that's not right. I need a minute.
Chris,
why is that bad? You should have some type of connection to the character that you're picking, right?
Yeah, but now this is like telling me to pick which kid I like better.
We all know it's the second one. So we're going to go with Waldorf and Statler is who I am choosing because they're hilarious. They are the funniest on the show. Joe, what do you think?
I agree with you. I'm going to go with them too.
Chris?
I mean, Swedish Chef, once again, I don't know what's up with these Muppets who don't know how to really, like, you know, articulate Whoa! Their thoughts.
my God.
There he goes, Chris. Get him. Get him.
First, you wage war against the illiterate. Now the Swedes.
Well, listen, first off, right? Oh, he doesn't say anything, right? Doesn't he not?
I can understand him perfectly fine.
He does talk?
Yes, he talks. That's the funniest part of him.
Oh, wow. This has been very eye.
No wonder he said American earlier.
I guess I'm wrong. I guess I'm thinking of the wrong Muppet. Yeah, but I'm definitely once again Waldorf, whatever how you say their name. Both of them super funny. Isn't one of them Joey Gladstone? Doesn't he voice one of those Muppets?
I don't know.
Joey Gladstone from Full House.
That's not his real name, man.
It's Dave Corallier.
There you go.
Corallier. I have no idea.
I think he voices one of them.
So that's two. How about you, Ryan?
Gotta be Waldorf.
It's a landslide, Jin. I mean, what is your emotions telling you?
And the funny thing is the Swedes hate him.
Do they really?
Hate him so bad.
Do they really?
Yes.
Are you Swedish? How do you know, Ryan?
I've read about it. Oh. I'm a Muppet expert. That's why you have me here.
Yeah.
That's true.
He's the expert. He has to know some fun facts. Okay, so Waldorf and Statler moved on. They 2-1 wasn't a fair fight, even though they're not fighting. Again, I meant to say that. So next we have, I think, is an easy one. We all want to go one way, but we're going to go the way that it all expects to go. Kermit versus Fozzie Bear. So, you know, we all want to come in here and be like, Kermit's not going to run away with this. And now he's facing Fozzie Bear, his best friend, really, in this bracket.
I love Fozzie.
And I love Fozzie, too. But Kermit's Kermit, man. It's Kermit the Frog.
Listen, Kermit could have a lot better control over his little group of Muppets here, and he doesn't. So that should count for something.
I agree.
No,
they
you
all
can't
kind
control
of run
the Muppets. You can't control the Muppets.
Listen, Fozzie's sweet.
So what?
He's just a people pleaser. He is just trying to make everybody happy and laugh with his jokes.
He's
pies to the face.
His comedy
is simple
terrible.
Bear.
I think he's funny. But when you read the room, when he tells his jokes, the room does not think it's funny.
I'm going Fozzie. Sorry.
Okay. Hold on one second here. Okay. First off, you said it, Alex. You cannot control the Muppets.
Right.
Then why is he always trying to control them?
That's his job.
Who assigned him that job?
Him?
He's Jim Henson.
Jim Henson assigned him that job.
I feel like, once again, Steve said it in Discord chat. I do love bears, right? So yeah. I'm going to go with Fozzie Bear all the way. Not only that, I think out of all the Muppets, I feel like I relate with Fozzie Bear the most. Right? Tries to be funny.
Or Fonzie?
Not really that funny. Fonzie, eh? It's Fozzie. Fozzie Bear. Fozzie. Did I say Fonzie? Yeah.
No, I just wasn't sure what it was.
Fozzie. Okay. So I'm going with Fozzie. That's two for Fozzie. Okay, Chris, how about you?
All I have to say is Waka Waka. I pick Kermit.
Okay, Ryan, how about you?
I'll go Kermit too.
Oh, what? Another typewriter. It's going to go down there, Alex, again?
Oh, it is?
You said Fozzie, right, Alex?
No, Kermit.
Oh,
I think
my.
I have
so
to go
Kermit.
Kermit
wins?
Yeah, I have to go Kermit, man.
But you guys
so
don't like
Kermit.
I like Fozzie Bear, but I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's Kermit, man. It's Kermit.
It's hard.
I don't like his ascot.
What?
Fozzie's ascot?
Yeah, you know you're
grammar
right.
Matters.
Yeah.
Look it up, Joe.
I see it right now. I'm looking at it. You have to bleep that out. I'm just joking. But I'm looking at it. He does have that. So.
Okay. Our next one, I think, is another easy one. Miss Piggy versus Bean Bunny.
Okay.
I am not a Miss Piggy fan.
You're not a Miss Piggy fan?
Me either.
You don't like strong women? Wow, nope. Jen.
Excuse me. I am a strong woman. Thank you very much. And she is not the personification of a strong person, or strong woman, or strong female pig. No. Sorry.
She knows karate.
I like beans. Beans, listen, Beans is slept on because Beans, just another kind of happy-go-lucky character, just wants to be accepted, wants to be part of the group, and they constantly kick him out to disastrous results, as evidenced by Muppet Vision 3D. So there you go.
Okay.
I go Beans.
Okay. How about you, Chris?
I do not like Miss Piggy, but if she finds out that I didn't vote for her, I feel like she would blackmail me. So Miss Piggy for me.
Okay. How about you, Ryan?
Bean. All day long. I don't like Miss Piggy. She's annoying.
Okay. Wow. We have three people saying they don't like Miss Piggy.
Yeah, I don't.
Wow.
She's violent.
How about you, Alex?
I'm going to go with Miss Piggy because I love pigs in space and she's part of that crew. So I had to go Miss Piggy in this one. And I didn't barely even know who Bean was, honestly. Like, barely even knew who he was.
So what does that make it right now? Is it 2-2?
No. Miss Piggy's. Bean's moving on. It's already 3-1.
Okay.
I feel like a better matchup would have been Beans and the shrimp guy.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys want to hear what I have to say?
Go ahead. No. Go ahead.
Not really, but go ahead.
That's fine. Just skip me.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I don't like Miss Piggy either. I think she's mean, right? I think she's mean. But listen, I don't like the bunny. So I'm going to go with Miss Piggy just because I don't like the bunny.
There we go.
The bunny is like,
not like Bean.
It sucks.
Do you know what Miss Piggy's real name is? Do you know Miss Piggy's real name?
No, what is it?
Her name is Picathius.
Oh yeah.
I changed my vote to Bean. That sucks.
In Greek, it means river of passion.
Yeah,
definitely. Passion,
okay, so Bean moves on. All right, our next matchup is going to be Scooter versus Ralph.
Ralph.
Oh gosh.
Okay, how about you, Jen? Scooter versus Ralph.
All right. So it would have been maybe Scooter, but Ralph is talented.
Yeah.
He can play the piano.
Yep.
I mean, that's not really something that you see every day. A Muppet that plays the piano and plays the piano well. You know, the classics.
Yeah.
So
the real maestro.
I'm going Ralph.
Okay, how about you, Chris?
I had to jog my memory of some of these people. So I Googled Scooter from the Muppets. He's hilarious looking.
Yeah.
Really like this guy. Seems like he would never ever lie. Just seems like a really stand-up guy. His Muppet baby version of him looks older than his original version. Oh gosh. I just saw a picture of him without glasses. Love it. What? So even though his eyes are embedded into his glasses. So yes. I don't know. So there's a pep. Did you not? There's a picture with him without glasses.
Okay.
I'm going to pick Skeeter because.
Scooter.
Scooter because.
Skeeter's from Doug.
Skeeter's his sister, guys, apparently.
Nice little
Skeeter's a sister from Muppet Babies.
Yeah.
The original Muppet Baby.
Another reason for my Scooter pick is because if you saw my unboxing of the Muppets Legos, I've got 4 blind bags of Muppets Legos and all 4 were dog person. So Scooter for me.
Okay. How about you, Ryan?
Ralph. Ralph is like my favorite Muppet. I love him.
Yeah. Wow.
He's OG. He's been around forever. He was on like the Jimmy Dean show back in the 60s. He was
really?
Yeah.
You just made that up. There's no such thing as a Jimmy Dean show.
Look at it. He made sausage on the show.
His first, he was actually introduced in a commercial for Purina Dog Chow in 1962.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, Joe, what do you go with? Scooter or Ralph?
I'm going to go with Ralph also. I think he is, he plays the piano, right? I mean, he's creative. He likes jazz. I mean, I love jazz music. He's like totally like in the jazz. Like, you ever see him playing like in the little jazz band that he has going on?
Does he play jazz?
Maybe. I don't know.
I thought he
maybe
just played just classical.
I feel like this, huh?
I thought he just played classical music.
No, I think there's like some episodes where he kind of has, you know, like the Muppets have that little jazz band. They have like the guys and they're like, have like the sunglasses on. No, I don't think any of them are in this list right over
they're
here.
They're not a jazz band. They're like a funk band.
Yes.
Isn't jazz and funk band like the same thing?
No, it's a different era.
I think, dude, they're the same, man. Like, if you have jazz music, there's just definitely some funk in it, right?
Uh-huh.
I would think. So I'm gonna go with Rolf.
Okay, so Rolf moves on. I pick Rolf as well. I like dogs, and Rolf is one of the ones I like. Also, Scooter. I don't know, have a connection to Scooter. He's like the tech guy, like, you know.
Yeah.
Next is a nice little one here. We have Pepe versus Rizzo.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Anyone want to go first? Anyone have strong feelings with Pepe versus Rizzo?
I like Pepe.
You like Pepe?
Mm-hmm.
You like the shrimp, huh?
Oh, yeah. He's a prawn, but yeah.
I like Pepe also. I feel like Rizzo is old news and Pepe's like Gonzo's new best friend. I feel kind of bad for Rizzo, right? Rizzo, he's this old news now. So kind of Gonzo kicked him to the curb and was like, you know, Pepe's going to be my new friend.
Wow.
He's got his own restaurant.
So you think that Rizzo just got too busy? Like, you know, Gonzo and Rizzo, like they were like best friends. Rizzo got into the restaurant biz, you know?
He got the restaurant biz. He got married. He had 345 children and he just too busy.
Yeah, he's just too busy for Gonzo. So Gonzo was like, hey, listen, we can't be friends anymore. We just have to go with Pepe.
See, the problem here is relevancy, because you're talking about, you know, Rizzo peaked late 80s, early 90s here, Muppets Take Manhattan kind of era. Whereas Pepe is the lead in the most recently released Muppets Haunted Mansion, right? Mm-hmm. Seen that?
Yeah.
So Pepe is kind of in the forefront here as far as, you know, it's kind of like a bit of a resurgent, almost like a Tom Cruise Top Gun kind of thing, you know, where he's getting a second chance here, Pepe. Because of that, I'm going to go with the underdog and I'm going to go with Rizzo, even though I know I'll lose.
Okay.
But he's OG.
Okay. So, Chris, did you go yet?
No.
Who do you pick?
Listen, I'm no rat. All right. Let's get straight.
Good.
But look at this picture of Rizzo I just posted in Discord. He's drippy. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that pose.
He is, man. That's
look
true.
Look at that. I'm going Rizzo the rat.
Okay. I'm the tiebreaker again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do the right thing. Do the right thing, Alan.
Do the right thing.
I love the Muppets from watching movies like Treasure Island, right?
Yeah.
And that's a time that I liked the Muppets, and Rizzo was more in the forefront during that time than Pepe. Pepe was a back character, and he was fun, but Rizzo was more of a front. Just like Jim was saying, Pepe's newer, Rizzo was, you know, older. And I think during that time when I was watching it, Rizzo was more forefront than Pepe. So I'm going to go with Rizzo on this one.
Oh, yes.
Did the wrong thing.
And our last matchup, before we move on to the next round, is Sam Eagle versus Animal.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm going to go ahead right now and break out this one right now. I'm going with Animal. I love Animal. I love the energy. I love Animal. Sam Eagle. I like Sam Eagle, but I love Animal.
All right. I'm going Sam the Eagle. He's very, very, very proud. He's very steadfast in his opinions. You know, salute to all nations, but mainly America.
So I'm going with Sam the Eagle. One Animal. What do you got, Chris?
I'll go for Joe. Animal can't speak, so I'm going to go Sam the Eagle. Is that right, Joe?
Okay, so listen to this. So hold on, let me go next.
Wait, no, I'm not picking Sam the Eagle. I think he's so ugly. I'm picking Animal.
I feel like you know what they did was had Beaker, and then it's put like, you know, different like fur. Facial things on it, and then it's turned them into Sam Eagle. And like an extra like Beaker Muppet is hanging around. They're like, hey, this put some, you know, what? Things on him. He looks just like Beaker, man.
No, he doesn't. He looks nothing like Beaker.
Okay.
They both have orange hair.
It's the mouth.
Do you walk in a room with brunettes and go, wow, all these guys look the same?
It's the wings.
Okay.
So what do you pick? You pick Sam Eagle because he can talk?
He picked Animal. What'd you pick, Chris? You.
I picked Animal. Just the sole reason because of Sam Eagle just being so ugly.
So we're going to put Ryan in a really bad position here. I'm going to pick Sam Eagle.
Okay.
I'm going to pick Sam Eagle. So we have Jen, me, Sam Eagle.
Yeah. Ryan knows who he likes, so he doesn't care.
There's no sway in Ryan here.
No, he ain't, dude.
So
Sam Eagle, I'm American.
Oh my God!
As Joe would say, I speak American.
No,
I'm proud of it. I love Sam Eagle.
No, yes. You made the wrong choice, my friend.
No. He had a glorious 3-hour finale that got ruined in 3D show.
Oh my gosh! I can't believe that just happened.
Wow.
Okay, so these next few rounds we're gonna go kind of faster because we've already talked about each character. So you know it's gonna go faster, but. We're going to go back up to the front of it, and our first matchup that we're doing is Beaker versus Gonzo. So I know what I'm doing. Gonzo. I'm a big Gonzo fan. I pick Gonzo over Beaker. I love Beaker, but Gonzo takes it.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and go Gonzo also.
Go ahead, Chris.
Meep.
Okay, Beaker it is. Ryan?
I'd go Gonzo.
Okay. And Jen, it's 3-1 already. So would you go for Beaker or Gonzo if you had a vote?
I would vote for Beaker.
Okay, so it'd be 3-2. Close, but Gonzo moves on to face who? We'll find out in a second now. Because we have Waldorf and Statler versus Kermit. The one trying to hold the show together and the two that are talking to the side, making sly comments about the show, the whole show. They say they won't be back, but they always come back.
I think it's because they're stuck there.
Yeah.
They're bolted to the floor.
It's because they knew Fozzie's mother.
How do you know that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I looked up some history.
They know Fozzie's mother?
Yes.
Okay. Okay,
it's
so
to do with anything.
I know, there's nothing to do with
I just try to work it in so, there.
Personal allegiance.
So you're going with, I'm going to go with Waldorf and Statler also.
Okay.
Because I know Folly's mother.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Jen.
I'm going the dynamic duo just because the older I get, the more I feel them.
I feel like we are becoming them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm with you guys. The older I get, the more I love Waldorf and Statler input. So I'm picking them over Kermit for sure.
Okay. Go ahead, Chris.
All right. Well, Alex, can you confirm something for me?
Sure.
They always say they'll never be back.
Yes.
I hate liars. Kermit.
Oh,
Ryan. Okay.
Well, you guys might not know. I'm a bit of a heckler myself.
Okay.
So no, we don't. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I know it doesn't happen often. But yeah, I got to go with Waldorf and Statler. They're my dad's favorite Muppets too. So I mean, they're just the funniest ones on the show.
Oh, so you just don't think for yourself? Got it.
I do think for myself. It's called memories. Thank you.
No. Okay. So Waldorf and Statler, move on.
Because they knew somebody's mom.
That's true.
No, I was saying that's why they always come back. Okay, so next is Bean Bunny versus Ralph. Ralph.
Ooh. Oh, 100% Ralph for me.
Okay, okay.
No one even likes this bunny. We all, listen, only reason why we voted for the bunny was because it was the bunny was going against Miss Piggy, which no one really liked. No one likes Miss Piggy. Miss Piggy's mean. Always hating on Kermit.
Why are we talking about Miss Piggy still? She's not even
I'm just letting you know. Go ahead, sorry.
A dead pig there.
All right.
Go ahead, Jen.
Oh, I do like me some beans, but Ralph, he's just more talented. He's more well-rounded.
Okay, okay. And I also pick Ralph. So Ryan and Chris's vote doesn't matter. Let's move on. No, Chris, what would you have voted?
Both of these characters look like they smell, but I'm picking the one that looks like he smells a little bit less. Bean for me.
What?
Okay.
Ryan?
He's picking Bean because Bean's more his size.
I think I'd take him in a fight. Ralph, I'm not so sure.
Okay, Ryan, who would you have chosen?
Ralph all day long, but Ralph. I do love Bean.
Yeah, Ralph.
Also, is it Rolf or Ralph?
Rolf.
Why do they spell it R-O-W?
Rolf. Rolf.
What does that even mean?
It's like, kind of like he's barking.
Bark.
Like Rolf. Rolf.
They name like Barky or something. They name a character Miss Piggy, and they get creative with Rolf because it kind of sounds like a bark.
They used all their creative energy on that name.
Okay, so last is Rizzo versus Sam Eagle. And, you know, I picked Rizzo, and I did not pick Sam Eagle. But with Rizzo versus Sam Eagle, I choose Sam Eagle.
So now it's Rizzo?
Yes.
First Sam Eagle. Okay.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to go with Rizzo.
Chris?
I'm going to go with the guy whose poster is on my ceiling, Rizzo.
Okay.
I feel like you're a lot like Rizzo. You know, you're like an entrepreneur and just always trying to, you know, make the best of life.
Yep, not a rat, though.
I was going to say, are you describing him as that, or were you alluding to him being a smelly rat from the tri-state area?
Like, listen, not a rat.
Go ahead, Ryan.
He's not a rat.
Sam Eagle.
Sam Eagle. Okay, so 2-2, Jen is the deciding factor.
I'm going patriotism. Sam
the Eagle. All
right. So Sam Eagle moves on. I promise you, if Sam the Eagle wins, I might be taking a leave of absence from the show.
Why do you like America, Joe?
I do. I love America.
It's weird because he does like America, but he hates people not being American.
But there's other countries. Why is he always? I mean, I love America.
There's other countries. You hated
that. He's the embodiment of patriotism.
You hated that Chef didn't speak English.
That's true.
But he would have voted for Chef because he was Swedish.
Listen, Tara just put a picture of or a gif of Sam Eagle. That Sam Eagle looks like Beaker.
He does.
He look like Beaker.
He does have
Sam the Eagle is amazing.
He definitely comes out more in the historical ones. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're down to the final four. Who thought that this would be the final four? Gonzo, Ralph, Sam Eagle, Waldorf, and Statler.
Oof. I know who's going to win it. I
think I know
who's going to win it. I think so, too. Me, too.
First matchup is Gonzo versus Waldorf and Statler.
Mm.
And this is hard because I picked Gonzo easily twice. It wasn't even close for me. But Waldorf and Statler are so funny. I have to go with Waldorf and Statler. And I don't know if it's like just because like recently when I watch Muppet stuff, I hear them more than Gonzo. But like they're so
they're
funny.
They're becoming relatable to you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's called middle age.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Jen.
Well, I too, the older I get, the more I dislike people. So I am going to go with the dynamic duo.
Batman and Robin?
Something like that.
The real dynamic duo, Waldorf and Statler.
I mean, that's could be Batman and Robin. We don't know.
That's right.
Just saying.
Never seen them in the same room together.
That's very true.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Waldorf and Statler.
All right, Chris.
Turns out, I actually just looked it up. It turns out they're actually in their mid-20s, but that's what happens. You just age that way when you're forced to just listen to Muppet humor for as long as they do. Sorry, I just really needed to make fun of Ryan because I just want to see his face kind of twist. I'm going to go with these guys that I just posted in the chat because look at this picture. Look at this picture of them.
God, you and your
I never saw them stand up
before. They're pretty slick.
I know. Look at that.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
I feel like you could... pull this look off here for your Halloween costume on Wish.
Oh,
you and Alan.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea. We can definitely
just heckle people the whole time.
We get kicked off. We'll be on there for like one night, and then they'll kick us off. Okay. But I'm gonna go with Waldorf and Statler also.
So it was a sweep.
Wow.
Jen, can we make that happen, Jen?
Sweep to the finals.
I think you got to ask him. Remember, he doesn't do costumes.
But this isn't costume. This is a way of life.
You just have to do much.
Okay, so that leaves Ralph versus Sam Eagle.
Oh, no.
This is hard because Sam Eagle, he's someone that I've noticed recently in the recent years when I watch historical things or when I go to Disney. Sam Eagle has a lot of good lines and Ralph is nowhere in sight. But from a kid, Ralph was one of the ones I liked. So it's hard for me. So I'm gonna have to move on to someone else and let them talk before I can decide.
Okay.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
Ralph versus Sam Eagle.
Mm-hmm. That's
you already know. I don't like Sam Eagle. I mean, Sam Eagle's okay. I mean, he's a good Muppet, right? Like I enjoy him, but 100% going Ralph. First off, cool name. I mean, how creative is it that you have a Muppet? It's a dog, and you name him Ralph, like a bark, right, okay. Chris?
In no world does Ralph sound like a bark, and not even a little bit.
Whatever, man. Okay, go ahead, Jen.
I'm having a hard time here because Ralph is a genuine good guy. He's a good boy. He's a good boy.
Yeah, good boy. Good boy.
So, but I do enjoy the straight-laced nature of Sam the Eagle tremendously. So I'm going to have to abstain from voting right now and see what happens.
Move on. So Alex did it. Jen did it. Oh my gosh. So okay. Go ahead, Chris.
All right. This is tough.
Give us your fake reason you choose one.
So listen, I love America.
Oh, good.
Love America.
Good to know.
So I'm going to have to go with America's favorite pet, Ralph.
Okay. Ryan.
I'm going to go with Ralph.
Whoa.
Yeah. He's my favorite. I can't go against him.
So, Joe, you said Ralph, right? Oh, my God. So, Jen and I don't even have to vote.
We want to hear what your votes are.
I want to know your opinion.
My vote would have been Sam Eagle.
Okay.
I feel like mine would have, too. I mean, I love Ralph, but Ralph.
Follow your heart. Follow your heart.
I do. I pledge my allegiance to Sam the Eagle.
All right. So, that leaves the final game. You know, seven games matched up against each other. Who would win? Waldorf and Statler versus Ralph. Ralph. Ralph.
Okay, Alex, go ahead. You go first.
Oh, Waldorf and Statler.
I feel like it's easy.
Waldorf and Statler all the way.
I'm going to go with them too, all the way.
Well, this is pretty anticlimactic. Huh?
Yes, it's very anticlimactic.
I do have a good question at the very end, though. I have a very good question at the end.
Didn't we call this here a couple brackets ago?
We did. We didn't say the name, but we did say we think we know who is going to win. So, and it's looking that way, Chris.
Gandalf and Sandler.
Ryan?
I'm going to go with Rolf. But I'm not going to back down from my dog.
He's pledging his allegiance to this.
You're just doing it to be different.
I can be different if I want to, Joe.
That's true, man.
Safe, Ryan. It's okay.
That's true.
America. Which is why I didn't pick Sam Eagle earlier. Jen?
I didn't.
You said Waldo. Oh, I said it. Joe, you. Oh, Waldo for Salad. That's three already, right?
Yeah.
So Waldo for Salad won. Okay. So that was our final right there. Waldo for Salad are the winners of the Muppet Bracket 2022.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Yeah, and this is obviously random. It's all random. But out of these 16, I want to tell, like, who's your favorite Muppet out of these 16 right here, right? I'm just going to say Fozzie Bear is probably my favorite. I'm going to go with Fozzie. I'm sticking with Fozzie.
Because
he's a bear? Just because he's a bear.
100%. You know I love bears.
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of relate to Fozzie in a way. You know, I try to be funny. I'm not really funny.
Bad jokes. You are Fozzie.
People are always throwing things at me for some reason.
You had a beautiful opportunity that you just absolutely bombed. What? You could have had a banana cream pie right here, ready to just get yourself with the banana cream pie in the face.
Can you give me like 5 minutes?
That's
opportunity. I don't have any of those things. So
wait, you're gonna run to Target?
Yeah, real quick. I'll be back. How about you guys? Which one's your favorite? Do you have a favorite? Go ahead and let us know. Jen?
Okay. My answer is I don't have a favorite, and that's because The Muppets is the epitome of my childhood, so I couldn't really pick one, except I don't like Miss Piggy.
Okay.
So any of them but her, I'll take.
Okay.
Hey, go ahead, Alex.
Oh, my favorite. That's such a hard, it's such a hard question for me, who my favorite Muppet is.
Is it Chris?
You know, my favorite Muppet is not on the list. It's Dr. Teeth. I love Dr. Teeth.
Dr. Teeth?
I love Dr. Teeth.
That's a good answer.
On the list? What,
he's not on the list. I said he's not on the list.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Ryan.
Rolf.
Okay, and then Chris.
Is Big Bird kind of the Muppet?
No.
Okay.
Disney owned. It's got to be Disney owned.
Then Elmo. No, I, mine also is not, did not make the list. I just sent a picture in chat. This would be Frazzle, who I found out about 45 seconds ago and instantly became my favorite.
I feel like
Muppet.
He might be my favorite too.
Look at it, dude.
Is he really a Muppet?
This is a real Muppet. This is a real Muppet.
Frazzle the Muppet.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like, can I change my answer? He might be my favorite though. That's not.
He's ridiculous. He's got a cult following too. Literally, he has a cult.
First off, this Muppet has two lollipops. Those lollipops are getting tangled up in his hair.
We can't lick him, dude.
That's funny. Oh, so he doesn't speak? Is that true?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a Frazzle expert. I literally learned about Frazzle.
I feel like by looking at he eats children.
That's what the lollipops are for.
He is. That's for real.
It's really evil.
That's on Sesame Street.
Is it?
No, he's a Muppet, dude. Oh, he is from Sesame Street.
Is he really?
Strike that from the record. Frazzle was made from a pumpkin.
What the heck is going on there? Does he eat books?
Boring stories, delicious.
Chris is going into the fan art section.
He is definitely not a Muppet if he's on Sesame Street so much.
Yeah, he's not.
Oh my gosh. He looks like Godzilla.
Well, that's how he licks his lollipop.
Okay. Oh, he's got the missus? He's married? She's so polished.
That's his basement. It's not his wife.
That's the pit.
Okay.
Oh, he does have a tongue. He does have a tongue.
Yeah, man. Don't see how big
he can lick those lollipops.
It's like freaking Venom tongue. Oh, he has a song?
Oh, I gotta play this. I gotta play this.
There's a monster named a Frazzle who's a good friend of mine.
He looks ferocious, but he's really fine.
Go up and ask him for his autograph.
He'd be so happy that he start to laugh.
He goes, ah! That's how he laughs. He goes, ah! That means he's glad. He goes, ah! That means he's having the greatest time that he ever has.
Oh my God.
Is that? Good God.
Okay. You guys ready?
70s were a trippy time, guys.
Too bad he's not a Muppet.
I'm gonna buy some merch.
You know, there's nothing better than smelling that Disney smell.
If it's walking into your favorite Disney resort or entering your favorite Disney attraction.
Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company offers an array of Disney-inspired scents in their home fragrance line. Wax melts, scented candles, and room sprays. To bring your favorite Disney scents to your home, check them out at magicallyscented.com.
Check us out on Weeby Geeks, a new podcast website where you can find all your favorite geeky content. Just head over to WeebyGeeksPC.com. That's WeebyGeeksPC.com and listen to all the other awesome podcasts as well as Diz Is.
Hey guys, want to hear something cool? Do you want to be part of the Goof Troop? Our Goof Troop is the best and a way to help support the show. You get access to our wonderful giveaways, Discord, which is fantastic, and you can join for only $2 a month. In our Discord chat, you can interact with the hosts and some of our great members. There are Disney-themed games in our chat, streams from the park, we have a special Spotify playlist, and overall, just have a lot of fun. You also get access to our live shows, which can sometimes be a little crazy. Once again, help support the show for as low as $2 a month and join the Goof Troop. Just go to DizHiz.com and on the top, there is a link.
Hey, so we have Nick with Sandpiper Vacations. How are you doing today, Nick?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me back.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for coming on. And we have some exciting news to kind of share at the end of the segment where we're going to be doing some type of giveaway. So if you are interested in kind of joining the giveaway, we're going to be giving away a $50 gift card. Just go ahead and listen to the end of the segment. Amazon gift card, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. So you know, we have Jen and Nick here, and they're going to be giving us some travel updates, some of the things that are going on in the travel world. Not only can you book with Sandpiper, you can also book with Diz Destinations, with Jen and I. And we actually have been, I booked two cruises and one Disney vacation. And Jen, you've been booking too. I think you're booking one right now, right?
Yep. I was just finishing up a quote right now. Got several cruises booked for people. Just super happy that everyone's wanting to get back out there again and travel.
Are they Disney cruises?
Yes, actually.
Oh, that's exciting. That's great. Awesome.
That's what we like to hear.
For sure. So what are some of the travel updates?
Yeah. So actually, as of today, when we're recording, Disney World released their 2023 packages. Finally, I know people have been wanting to get to Disney World next year and want to plan it early. So we are ready to start quoting packages for 2023 to Walt Disney World. Aulani and Hawaii packages became available recently for 2023. And since we last spoke, Disney Cruise Line for the rest of 2023 as well too. So I know we've been very busy planning trips for next year. We have a lot of clients ready to go on trips next month already too. So it's been pretty busy out there.
Yeah, yeah. And you're actually going on a trip here in next month, I think it is, right?
Yeah, so I am actually headed on a, they're calling it the Enchantment Cruise. It is the cruise on the Disney Wish before the maiden voyage. So the Disney Wish is the brand new ship from Disney coming over to Port Canaveral. I think it arrives June 20th here. They'll be doing some test sailings, and then we'll be on a preview type sailing, and then their maiden voyage. It's coming up in July. So awesome. They invited a few hand-select agencies throughout the country. We just got a nice little Tiana lantern in the mail a couple days ago to just kind of get really excited about it. Since Tiana is princess that is on the, is it the stern of the ship? Which one?
It's on, yeah. So, but it's not Tiana, it's Rapunzel.
Yeah, Rapunzel.
So you got the lantern from
I was going with it. Okay. I was rolling with it. Trying to figure out like,
you're
going to
get lots
princess.
Of emails. You're going to get lots of emails. So,
send them to Alex. What email Alex want to send it to? All the mistakes that they made?
Yes. So I got a lantern in the mail from the movie Tangled from featured Rapunzel. So it was a little six-sided lantern with different characters from Marvel, from Star Wars, from Pixar. Just the kind of little showcase of what's happening on the Disney Wish.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And Jen, we're actually going on a cruise next week.
We are. We were fortunate enough to book our summer vacation on the Disney Fantasy.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about that. We're going for a week. And there's actually lots of great deals out there right now for summer and fall coming up with all of the major cruise lines, not just Disney. I know if anybody out there is a Florida resident, there's always good deals on that. There's military rates. There's, you know, just sometimes a lot of super saver sales. Sometimes kids sail free. And again, that's all the major lines, not just Disney. So if that's something that you seem interested in, you can always give us a call and we can try to.
Yeah, we actually have one of our agents right now is on a Carnival cruise. He found a last minute deal for the Alaskan cruise and it was around $800 for two people for a 7-night cruise. So,
which is unheard of for Alaska.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody was thinking about doing, you know, one of those voyages, this is the year to do it. And there's still deals out there.
Okay. So pretty much what you can do is on our social media, on our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook page, I'm going to post like a form, right? And what you can do is you just go to the link. We're going to make a graphic. You can check it out. And in order for you to enter into the drawing, all you have to do is fill out the form. just put your email address in there, and then we'll enter you into a drawing for a $50 Amazon gift card. So we're going to put that out there. This episode is going to be on Tuesday, so we're going to put it out there on Wednesday. So tomorrow, if you're listening to this episode, we are going to be putting out the link tomorrow, and we will do the drawing a week from when we put out the picture. So just go ahead and check out our Instagram, go to Facebook, go to Twitter, go ahead and follow us, like us, do whatever you need to do, comment, bother Alex, and we'll go ahead and enter you into the drawing for a $50 Amazon gift card, which is super cool. So Nick, anything else you want to add, or are you good to go, man? Thank you so much for coming on. I do appreciate it. I cannot wait to hear how the wish is, because we're going on the wish in October, right? But you're going to be obviously on it first, one of the first people that actually got to sail on it, right? So I can't wait to kind of hear about the ship and all the experiences and how, because they're going to be treating you like, because they're all just getting ready. So this is like them, like the first day of work. So it's going to be a great.
Basically, it's like a dress rehearsal cruise, I feel.
Yeah. So they're going to be like, it might be a little bit messy, which is fine, but it's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to be excited to be there. People are going to be excited to be on the wish. So I can't wait to kind of hear about the new like water coaster that they have on it.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, on the boat and the new on the restaurants and the experience. So yeah, have fun with that.
And if you happen to remember your nanny, you know, lots of child rearing experience, I'll sleep on the top bunk if she doesn't want to. We'll make it happen.
I will keep that in mind if our other nanny we have bringing on backs out. Sorry, we invited somebody else.
Oh,
cancel all of them.
Okay, Nick. Well, you have a great night, and we'll talk to you next month, man, after
Thank
you go on the wish.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Joe from the Diz Hiz.
And I'm Nick from Sandpiper Vacations.
We will be teaming up to give one of the best travel experiences ever.
I am a travel agent with Sandpiper Vacations. We are able to book any vacation destination around the world, including Disney, cruises, and all-inclusive resorts.
We have been working here at the Diz Hiz to become travel agents. And with our knowledge of the parks, we want to plan the best Disney trip for you.
Using us as a travel agent, we are updated on the latest and greatest information about all of the destinations. We can help save you time, stress, and sometimes some money. Using our services costs you absolutely nothing. It is completely free to you, and we are happy to assist you with giving you more value for your trip.
So if you're looking to book your next Disney trip, go to DizHiz.com. Check out DizHiz Destinations on the very top.
Hey, this is AJ for the D Plus Club, where we cover all things Disney Plus. Each week I'll bring you the latest news and rumours, as well as what's new and what's coming soon to the Disney streaming service in the US and in the UK. And each week we have a weekly movie club, where between June 13th and 19th, we'll be returning to our MCU series for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Share your thoughts in the weekly movie club room in the Sorcerer Radio Discord at srsounds.com/discord, and I'll feature some of your comments in this week's podcast. You can find the D Plus Club on all major podcasting platforms, including the Sorcerer Radio website at srsounds.com/the D Plus Club, with new episodes every Sunday. See you there.
Check us out streaming on award-winning Disney streaming site Sorcerer Radio on Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, or catch us again at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Sorcerer Radio is an amazing 24/7 Disney radio. Just visit srsounds.com or download the Sorcerer Radio app.
Niels wants to know.
Hello, this is Niels from @CapturingDisneyParks on Instagram. I'm here live from Disneyland Paris. It's the 30th anniversary celebrations going on here, and you can hear the soundtrack playing in the back. I'm wondering what your favorite parade soundtrack or show soundtrack is from the Disney parks. Let me know.
I know what mine is. What's our favorite like parade? Oh, there's a couple of them that I really like. So what's our favorite parade like soundtrack or show soundtrack from the parks, whatever?
Oh,
okay?
I know
I'm
my
going
answer.
First. I'm going first.
Go ahead, Jen.
No, Jen's going first. Go ahead, Jen.
You know I'm going to take yours. That's why I said
No, no, no. Jen's going to take mine. Alex is going to take my second choice. Go ahead, Jen.
You know what it is.
It's the Electrical Parade, right?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, she's questioning life.
No.
Then you're gonna say the Halloween one.
Well, I was gonna say the Halloween one, but yeah. I forgot about the electrical. Actually,
which one are you gonna choose?
Nope.
Oh, don't say either of those. No, don't say them.
It's Paint the Night.
Okay, good. Yeah,
Paint the Night at Disneyland. Only seen it once. Love the soundtrack. It makes me so happy when I hear it.
Okay.
So I'm going with that one.
Okay, that's good. How about you, Chris?
We said attraction soundtrack. I don't really like the parades or fireworks shows. Like, it's just, nothing's memorable for me from those. So I would go with
the Nemo one, the Nemo attraction, right? The musical.
I'd give it a tie between Haunted Mansion, because I just love Grim Grinning Ghosts.
Okay.
And Country Bear Jamboree. Country Bear Jamboree turned my day around a couple years ago. We were having a really bad day. I told this story before and forgot what that show is all about. And we were just like, it's just so bad that it's so good. So I Country Bear Jamboree.
Okay, good. How about you, Ryan?
What's the question?
Are you for real right now?
Yeah, because I'm confused, because I thought it was parades and now it's rides.
I thought it was parades.
He said attraction soundtrack.
He said attraction too. He said any kind of music from like the parks. Yeah. Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go with the Halloween one.
Isn't that what Jensen painted that? Okay, so you're gonna go with the Halloween from Mickey's Not So Scary. Okay, which is really good. We definitely listen to that, you know, during the Halloween season all the time. Okay, how about you, Alex?
Well, Not So Scary was my answer, and I'm trying to think of what else I love the soundtrack to.
Hold on, Alex. Before you say your answer, Ryan, have you been to Mickey's Not So Scary?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yep. I was just making sure.
Wait, no, I haven't. No, I've been to the Christmas party. I didn't go to the Not So Scary one.
Okay, but you obviously seen it like online.
I think they did the parade one time back before, like a long time ago. They used to do that parade for regular guests.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
It's easy to get them mixed up, Ryan. They're both very similar holidays.
Yeah.
Okay, Alex, what do you got, Alex?
You know what? You know me, I have a bad memory, but what's coming to my mind automatically, and I can't even think of like the tune, but Space Mountain, I feel like has interesting music as you're walking through the queue and then in the ride.
I can't think of it, but I think that Space Mountain would have a good one. I like that answer.
How about you, Jim?
Okay. How about me? Oh, the Electrical Parade. I love the Electrical Parade. I feel like the Electrical Parade I like the whole like electronic sound of it. It's very like I love technology, so it kind of has that feel like of technology to it. So I'm gonna go with the Electrical Parade. Not only does it have great sound, it also has great like lights, and I really like that a lot too. So what?
Sorry, the Electrical Parade just has great lights.
Yeah, man, because like, you know, it's the sound, it's like, everything. It's all in one. Whatever. Freaking Alex at Space Mountain. There's like no noise. Noises.
What? Just like the sound.
There's no music in Space Mountain. Like,
I love that. Oh, yeah. I love that noise. Makes you feel like being blasted off.
Okay, well, so let's go ahead and take a guess at what did Niels guess?
Oh, man. I don't know names of parades in France. So I don't know.
I'm going to say Wishes because he's going to have a sentimental memory watching Wishes, like probably with his daughter on
USA. Okay. Well, I think you're wrong, Chris. Okay. Let me tell you why. I think it's going to be.
Okay.
I think it's going to be Haunted Mansion.
I think it was too broad of a question.
It was very broad. It was very broad, like a linebacker.
It's me, Phantom Manor. Phantom Manor. Okay, let's play his answer, Alex.
So my favorite song is this 30th anniversary song from Disneyland Paris. It's fresh. It's really happy. It's exactly what we needed after the COVID times. People are really celebrating a big party here. I can see Mickey and Minnie dancing on Main Street Station at the moment. People getting out of their minds. So this is crazy. The song is mainly in English. Only the main chorus is in French and translates to A World That Lights Up. So celebrating happy times. Live from Disneyland Paris. See you next time.
Sorry guys, I forgot to record a joke. But talking about Paris, do you know why French people eat snails? Well, because they don't like fast food. Bye-bye.
Oh, jeez.
Niels.
I'm glad he brought the English thing up. I thought it was kind of odd that the it's a Disneyland Paris's anniversary and they just chose, let's just do it a song in English.
That's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, good reasoning though. I liked his answer.
Well, it's really Europe's Disney, right? It's not just France Disney. It's Europe's Disney. So to do it in French would be kind of like saying that the other countries that have people go there all the time don't matter. English, I don't know why they chose English, but I guess.
Aren't all the rides in French?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know if they're all in, because even rides in like Asia are in English sometimes. So
sometimes they are, yeah.
So I don't know about France if they're if they're mostly in French or English. I think some of them are in French. I think that's true.
Wouldn't there be subtitles in the sky as the song plays?
Well, what I don't understand is why don't they have like headsets that you can put on, like Bluetooth headsets? You put them on, right? And you can dial it in, like, oh, American. Oh, I mean, English.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know?
Wow.
You know what I mean. Literally. Hey, listen, I have a good idea. Don't ruin it because I'm in my mistake.
No. Well, Disney's listening, so that'll happen.
Yeah.
But then also, you're going to have it talking American? Is that how it's going to translate for
Southern
you?
American.
That's what you think when you say American.
I know.
So you can have different accents. So you can have like Southern American. You can have like New York accent.
That's
too much work. I think that would be. Is it really too much work, Alex? Just think about all the time that people have.
A little side note. That was a little too good, Jen. Where are you from originally?
Missouri?
No.
Chris, what are you doing on No New Friends this week?
So I actually host this week's episode. We had great Wi-Fi, great internet connection. So the episode is purposely shorter because it was not cut short for any internet reasons. It was made like that. And actually, you have a guest appearance. I don't know why you asked me that, unless you have short-term memory. We just recorded last night, Joe. But you are actually on that episode.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, you should listen to it. It was pretty good.
Yeah, we had a pretty good improv segment.
We have a really good in segment two. We play a really fun improv game, and Joe and I are on the same team. And
Scott,
a really good job.
Yeah, and Scott's going to listen to this, and Scott did terrible. So.
Scott did a really, really bad job.
So, Ryan, thanks so much for coming on the show. It was fun. You know, we love having you in Discord chat, kind of giving mostly me a hard time, I would say.
He's an equal opportunity.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'll take down any of you.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
I do want to say something.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Okay. To anybody listening that's not in the Patreon, if you enjoy this show, join the Patreon. Like, we have a great time in there. I know you guys didn't ask me to do this, but, you know, I've made so many friends in there. We have a great time. We do game nights and all sorts of stuff like that. Everybody in there is just great. And I look forward to coming, you know, every morning when I wake up, I look forward to talking to you guys. So.
Mm-hmm. And I look forward to talking to you guys, too. Yeah, I know sometimes, you know, we've been in there for a while. We've been through a lot, you know, through the pandemic. And I know I love all you guys that come in and support. And there's many of you that are in there every day. And I do look forward to saying good morning to you guys. See how your days are going. Ryan, also, I know, man, you really, like, you have great idea for, like, game nights. But sometimes it's just... we need more people in there to have these game
nights. That's what I'm saying. We need more people for this.
Because you know, you had like a really cool Family Feud idea. And when we do have our game nights, like Chris and I were talking about the other day, like when we do our game nights, it's a blast.
Yeah.
Right? It's a lot of fun. And we just need more people. So then we're able to go ahead and do these things. Because right now we have like what? I don't know, 10 or 13 people that are Patreon members. We have about 6 of us that are, I would say, are very active in our chat. And if we can go ahead and get more people to these game nights, it would be a lot of fun. So then we don't have to feel bad for, you know, having to do things like on the weekend or on a certain night because there'll be more people there to kind of show up to play these games.
That's right. So don't become a Patreon for us. Do it to be friends with Ryan. He needs more friends. So please join Patreon and be friends with Ryan.
And it's very cheap because I'm very cheap and I'm bottom tier. I'm not giving you guys any more money than what I already have.
Which is why you don't win a lot of prizes, but you still come back.
And Steve can have them all. I don't like the taste of wax melts anyways.
But sometimes Steve gives them away to everyone else. So like he'll sit there and say, hey, let's go ahead and give someone else. Like Steve's a great guy and he, you know, will go ahead and sacrifice his winnings to other people for sure, which is super awesome. But thank you for saying that, Ryan. That means a lot.
Thanks for having me. You know, I'm glad you guys, I'm just glad this wasn't like an intervention or something. So. I was a little scared. I was like, what am I going into?
We're kind of like, Ryan, listen, you're not a Muppet.
I have feet, but I'm not going to send you pictures of them. you don't pay me enough for that.
Aren't there websites dedicated to that?
Yep. Yeah. Check out my OnlyFans.
So that's episode 158 of the Diz His Podcast. I'm Joe.
I'm Alex.
I'm Jen.
I'm FrazzleFan95.
I'm Ryan.
Thanks for listening and have a magical week. Please follow us on all social media by searching DizHiz65. Share us and subscribe to our podcast to get the latest show when it is available. If you want to help us out, get tips, get your memories shared on the podcast, see pictures and videos of what we are up to at the parks, join our goof troop on patreon.com and search for DizHiz65.